your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done, it's about what you're doing. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been.
Hi, welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. Today I'm going to talk about a buzzword. Well, it's not really a buzzword, but it's a trending word, and it's truly something that I should have talked about much, much sooner, because it is a word that you have all heard of. In fact, many of you have probably used this product and perhaps don't even know what it's for. Collagen. Let's talk about collagen. Collagen peptides. You know, the blue bottle. Not that they're all in the blue bottle, but the blue bottle is the one that kind of went viral. It's the brand that was popularized and sold at Costco, and now you can find it at Aldi and everywhere else. But what is collagen, and why are we all taking it? And before I start talking about this, I definitely want to bring up the fact that oftentimes we fall into the path of assuming that something is good for us, assuming that something is going to work for us because of its popularity, without understanding exactly what it does. So truly, before you assume something is going to work or imply that it's going to change your life or enhance your health and wellness, I encourage you to always look up the benefits of the product, because more often than not, it is something that you've already been exposed to. And in this case, collagen is something that you already have. In fact, natural collagen is a protein that is found in your tissues. We all have it, and it can help the skin stay elastic. We talk about these collagens, and they are found in foods, of course. But what's interesting is we all rush out to buy collagen peptides, collagen powder. We all want to know where to put powder and how to add it into our diets. But some of this collagen is in your kitchen and has been for years and years and years. So before I talk about collagen, what it is and everything else, I would like to kind of start out by introducing collagen as you know it. And then I'll kind of talk about the collagen peptides as you can find it and the benefits of it. So first things first, bone broth is collagen. We have been using bone broth and cooking with bones for years. Anybody's grandma ever take a bone and boil it to get that broth, whether it's chicken, whether it's ham? Well, of course, we are taking that collagen right out of boiling animal bones to extract the minerals right out of the collagen. Now, I know grandma was doing it to get the taste of the ham out or the taste of the chicken out, but truly, all those nutrients are inside the bone. And the bone is one of the most nutrient-dense foods out there. It's a rich source of replenishing minerals, hydrating electrolytes, and one of the best sources of protein collagen out there. Now, I bet you didn't know that. It does not take a long time to make, and there are many, many options out there that you can buy at the store. In fact, now, because of its popularity, you can go to any store and you can find bone broth in a can or in a carton. And the popularity of this is because of the collagen, because of the increased protein. So why would someone take bone broth and want to cook with it? Well, the reason is not only is it more nutrient, but it's going to amplify the protein in your meal. So if you take bone broth and you make rice with your bone broth, now you're going to take your rice, which is just a carb, and you've added the protein to it. So not only have you enriched it with flavors and minerals, but you've also added the protein to it. So this is a really good way to not only amplify your meal with nutrients, but also with protein. Another place that you can find collagen is berries and citrus fruits. Now, this one, most people don't know. Rich foods in vitamin C or zinc will help produce collagen. These include berries, citrus fruits, which are perfect snacks on the go. Plus, they are natural sweeteners that will help us ward off those sugar cravings and actually help us enjoy other things such as yogurts. And truly, these things are going to help us when it comes to destroying our natural collagen stores in our bodies. So I encourage you to throw on those berries. Make sure that they're fresh because it's going to help enrich our own natural sources of collagen. Eggs contain a lot of collagen. Eggs contain glycine and proline, which are the two main amino acids that make up the collagen. These are also 9 in rich amino acids, which we need for our muscles and tissues. Now, we all know that eggs are rich in protein, but the protein also has that collagen in it. This next one is one that most of you might be aware of, and that is gelatin. Gelatin, collagen benefits, and yes, collagen gummy recipes. We've grown up with, you know, the wiggle and the jiggle and all of that, but gelatin and collagen are very similar, except gelatin is not soluble in cold water. And as the name suggests, it gels. If you make the gummies, you can juice as you like, except for, you know, the pineapple, which contains an enzyme, and it won't allow the gelatin to gel and become into a gel form, which is interesting. But as far as gelatin goes, you are getting the collagen from the gelatin. A couple more. Bell peppers contain collagen. They're quick. They're easy. You can throw them on a salad, dip them into hummus. But what you have to realize is bell peppers are rich in vitamin C. So this parallels the berries. And they're going to help with skin regeneration, and it's great for the immune system. And the last one is the fish collagen. And I think a lot of people are aware of the marine collagen, which is found in fish. Many people, in fact, most people aren't going to eat the parts of the fish that have this important source of collagen. And the parts of the fish that have this important source of collagen are the bones of the fish, the scales of the fish, the eyeballs of the fish, and the skin, of course. And these are the richest in collagen. So what these marine collagen peptides are is they've taken these things and they have created these powders. And these powders are what is going to help your skin glow. They're going to help with all of the nutrients, and you're not going to have to eat these parts of the fish that are not exactly appetizing. Okay, so now that you understand that you have collagen in your house, and you've probably been enjoying collagen all this time, what are the benefits of collagen? Well, there are two primary reasons why collagen nutrition can be beneficial. First and foremost, the body becomes less efficient at producing collagen as we age. And so those of you that are listening, that are hearing collagen, and you're wondering, gosh, where else have I heard this? If you have heard the word collagen on beauty products, if you've heard the word collagen on face masks and skincare products, that is because collagen is something that we become depleted in as we age. And it's believed that our body's natural collagen production declines as we get older and begins to decline as early as the age of 25. Secondly, our dietary preferences and patterns change over time. Centuries ago, humans did use bones, bone broth, organs, tendons, in their regular diet, where we don't do that today. Today, we have gravitated more towards plant-based diets, or we eat the meat instead of the collagen-rich parts. So these two factors do contribute largely to the deficiency in collagen, which leads to a lot of the signs of aging. We have this lack of luster in our skin, our lack of joint flexibility and mobility. So adding these collagen supplements could be very beneficial. Now, again, I want to state these benefits come by taking these supplements, but there is no benefit in taking these supplements if you aren't participating in a well-rounded diet. If you haven't listened to my podcast, I think I probably did it over 2 years ago, on biohacking your health. I talked about how oftentimes members or individuals will skip over the hard work and take a product in thinking that that is going to remedy their health. So I want to be very clear that in order to seek the benefits of any product, whether it's a protein product, whether it's collagen, whether it's a basic vitamin or mineral, it is important that you are eating a balanced diet, that you are exercising, that you are incorporating the right hydration with water in your diet, because just taking these collagen peptides all day long are not going to give you the glow in your skin. They're not going to enhance the flexibility in your muscles. With that being said, collagen supplementation benefits the body in two ways. It's bioactive and it supplies the body with key amino acids. Collagen peptides acts as messengers to the cells and triggers the synthesis of the reorganization of these collagen fibers, therefore supporting the skin, bone, and joint tissue of these structures. So again, it is important that you are participating in a well-rounded diet if you're going to act these collagens to your regimen. But a few benefits in addition to this is that you will see the following things. Your skin will definitely be enhanced. There will be some enhancements in the coloring of your skin. Many people will notice that their skin is glowing. A more youthful appearance. Now, again, I want to make note that you should still stay within the recommended amount of collagen that's written on the bottle. So I want to be clear that this is not something that you should take an overabundance of, assuming that it's going to take years off of your appearance. Okay. Collagen is also very beneficial to your joint health and your bone strength. So this is fit for really any lifestyle. So many formulas are odorless and they come in powdered form. They dissolve instantly in most liquids. Now, you can also buy them in liquid form and you can also buy them in capsule form. But the ones that are the most popular, and as I mentioned earlier in that blue bottle that kind of went really viral, you can find it at Costco, you can find it at Aldi, you can find it at most stores. They have been made to dissolve in anything. And the beauty of this is you can incorporate it in virtually anything you consume, no matter what your diet is. Manufacturers have also created these to come in different flavors as well. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of talk about the importance of adding the plain flavor to your diet, because it is also recommended that it is not consumed in addition to other protein sources rather than a replacement. And this part is really emphasized. So basically what I'm saying is, if you are somebody that is a vegan, if you are somebody that's a vegetarian, if you're somebody that does not like to eat meat, protein, you should not base your only protein consumption on collagen peptides. It is not the right type of protein to give you and your body what it needs. It is not a protein source and should not be a replacement. Okay, so the plain protein powders, the plain protein peptides, you don't taste them. They're clear. A typical scoop of a peptide is about 15 grams of protein. And when I say that it dissolves, it will dissolve instantly in your coffee. So what I typically will have my clients do if they are feeling a little deficient in protein or they want to add this supplement is simply take a scoop and toss it in their coffee, toss it in their cup of tea, even in their orange juice. I've even had people add it to their water because it is completely tasteless and has no flavor. It won't coagulate, it won't clump up, and it won't sink to the bottom. So it's something that is virtually something that you could take on the go, and you won't taste it or flavor it whatsoever. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and I am talking about the benefits of collagen. Now, one question that I'm often asked is, do you taste the fish in the marine collagen? And the answer to that is no. The way that it is processed in a way where all of the odor is taken out. So you don't taste it, and you also don't get that belch after belch like you do with fish oils. So if you are somebody that is worried about that, the marine peptides do not give you that at all. The vital proteins basically restore and boost your body's natural ability and bring up that collagen store. As far as your skin goes, I want to make it very clear. If you're somebody that feels like you're aging, taking collagen peptides, putting them in your coffee 3 times a day is not going to make you look younger. It is going to make your skin look better. It's going to make it look more vibrant. Collagen helps support the skin by restoring the skin's moisture, improving the elasticity, the tone, the vibrancy that's already within you. And we're all about providing natural, simple ways to slow down the signs of aging. But this is the same thing that would occur by you eating a natural, well, whole food diet. This is the same thing that would occur by you including an exercise regimen and eating a well-balanced diet that includes fruits and vegetables and lots of water. So for the health and longevity, including products like this will support your overall wellness. They will help you feel better and help you get the most out of your day. But as it turns out, humans are not invincible. So protecting and promoting bone health is essential, of course, but aiding bone health and assuming that this is going to be your segue to getting a front cut in line isn't going to get you there. Okay. So as far as meeting your fitness goals, will adding collagen peptides help ramp up your routine? Will you be able to add another mile to your run? Will you be able to run a little faster? Will you be able to outperform your competitor by introducing this into your diet? Well, the answer to this is not so much. But the good news is adding any supplement to your diet, especially something like this that does provide the amino acids, is going to help you push harder. It's going to create the intensity for you to go farther and longer and get you going deeper and faster. And so all of those elements will create a better you. Now, I've been talking about all of this, and I don't want to exclude men by any means, because as soon as I start talking skincare and hair and nails, we assume that this is just for women. But collagen for men doesn't work much differently than collagen for women. Men also have concerns, as women do, but because the benefits for collagen include helping healthy hair, some men have decided to add collagen to the wellness routine in hopes of improving the appearance and the durability of their hair growth. In fact, there has been a lot of research that show that the collagen health benefits for men in losing hair has been increasingly beneficial. So for men, how about that? A little collagen peptides in your cup of coffee, and it might keep that male pattern baldness away. But in all seriousness, men, we have to also remember that this is about joint health. This is about bone health. And the benefits of experiencing what you can get from this can be astronomical. Knee discomfort from running. Men are always complaining about hip, knee, shoulder pain. Incorporating this collagen into your diet could be the answer to this nutrient-rich performance in adding amino acids for your body without you needing to do anything. It's adding and enhancing your body's ability to produce its own collagen. All right, so how much can you take a day? Now that I've gotten you all excited about this, we don't want you doing too much at once. So as you know, wellness doesn't happen overnight. And in reality, this takes commitment and consistency. So if you're wondering, is it okay to take collagen once a day, twice a day? Well, the answer is once a day is really ideally what you want to do. Can you add collagen to anything? Absolutely. A scoop of collagen is about 10 to 20 grams of collagen. And what I would do is, based on the bottle that you purchase, and there's so many different brands out there, I would go with the recommended dosage of what the bottle says. Some bottles might say 2 scoops is a dose. Some bottles might say 1 scoop is a dose. So you want to stick with what your actual bottle says. But consistency is key. And I know that sounds familiar because I say that quite often, but consistency is key when it comes to collagen, no less. Adding collagen to your coffee, your smoothie, or your snack for you is more vibrant if you are consistent. So oftentimes, because we don't see the direct benefits, it's not like we're going to put it in our coffee for a week and then suddenly start seeing these benefits. You need to do it for the long term in order for you to see the benefit. As far as getting it in your daily allowance, I had a really great idea the other day. One of my clients was wanting to incorporate this daily, but she wasn't sure how to incorporate it. So what I told her to do is actually put it in a salt shaker. And truly, she knew that her daily amount was not to exceed that scooper. So she knew, based on the salt shaker, how much was 1 scoop. And not for any other reason besides the fact that she just didn't want to put an entire scoop in her coffee. What she would do is, throughout the day, she would just put a couple dashes of the collagen peptide in throughout her day. She'd put some in her yogurt. She'd add a little bit to her coffee. She'd add a little bit to her her tea. She even told me that she added some to the tomato sauce at night, and it didn't matter because she didn't taste it. And truly, this was a great way to incorporate the collagen without throwing in an entire, 15 grams of protein at once. And her reason for doing this was because her meals are already structured with the right amount of protein, and she didn't feel that she needed to add any more protein to it. So dashing it through the day was her way of incorporating the collagen. And I thought that that was a great idea. And so let's go back through that list. Bone broth, those berries, eggs, cashews. Oh, did I mention the cashews earlier? I think I forgot the cashews. Cashews, actually, of all the nuts, contain zinc and copper, which actually boosts the body's ability to create collagen. So if you're wondering, should I get the peanut butter or the almond butter or the cashew butter? grab the cashew butter. And so back to my list, we got the gelatin, the bell peppers, and the fish collagen marine peptide. So add those all to your list. Keep it to your one scoop a day, and consistency is key. So there you have it, folks, your benefits. So hope you enjoy, and I hope you enjoy a scoop of collagen peptides with your coffee today.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done. It's about what you do.